Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The number of teens seeking help for mental distress has skyrocketed. Many things can contribute to this, from social media to peer pressure to broken homes to the indoctrination they are subjected to in many, many schools in this nation. But too many are not connecting the dots. Too many of the so-called experts are not connecting the dots. My guest today is Linda Harvey. She's president of the Columbus, Ohio-based Mission America. Thanks, Linda, for being with us.
Thanks, Diane, for having me on today.
So recently you wrote an article entitled, Is LGBTQ Driving Rising Teen Mental Health Disorders? Why did you ask that question?
Well, because I was looking at the Centers for Disease Control, and they have an every 2 year survey of high school teens around the country. It's a massive survey, and they ask kids a whole range of questions about their what are risky behaviors, everything from nutrition to seat belts to substance abuse to violence, and then all the sexuality issues. They also ask teens to label themselves, and this is very sad that they do this, but once we get the information, it could be used helpfully. They ask kids to say, how do you identify a heterosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or unsure? And they don't deal with the transgender issue in this.
Not yet.
This
anyway.
Survey, not yet. Yet the next survey will do that. But this most recent report, the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, and you can look it up on the internet. I had a 10-year summary from 2011 to 2021. That's the latest year they have, and it shows devastating overall results for our teenagers on mental health issues. But the biggest subgroup that shows the most devastating mental health consequences and reporting of how they feel are those who've identified themselves as these lesbian, gay, bisexual, or unsure kids. And it's really sad, but we need to look at this.
How much do you think the roles that schools have played in their indoctrination? You know, if you're looking at these surveys, these horrific results of this survey, what role do you think schools in allowing, you know, the kids to become this confused?
I think the public schools and any school that is promoting in any way or endorsing or normalizing these sexual behaviors, these deviant sexual lifestyles, lesbianism, homosexuality, bisexuality, and then, of course, all the gender deviance that we're seeing. Any school that is calling any of this normal and selling this to kids, it's kind of what they're doing, has to take a big responsibility for basically undermining and destroying the mental health of an awful lot of kids. The most vulnerable kids are the ones, the first wave of kids who are affected deeply by this. But we know that many of the kids who end up identifying as LGBTQ or whatever, or non-binary, the fluid identities they're going in with now, so often have pre-existing, certainly family dysfunction, sometimes sexual molestation in their backgrounds, and pre-existing mental and emotional health issues, and which is, it's kind of a chicken and egg thing. I don't know which comes first, the chicken or the egg, but these kids are drawn into these deviant sexual lifestyles, believing that this will be the solution to their problems, and they're just flailing. This is a red flag. These kids should be told that they can change away from these behaviors, but the schools are not doing that. So the schools, I think, are the biggest culprit. Of course, it's social media, it's our media in general, normalizing all these behaviors as well. They're chiming in behind the schools, but they're getting the most concentrated message at the schools.
True, because it's not just, you and I both have fought the Gay Straight Alliances, the formation of Gay Straight Alliance clubs in these schools. And it's not just those clubs any longer. It's being pushed on the kids through, you know, English lessons, through the books they're required to read, through, you know, even in math in some cases, they're putting, homosexual characters in there. So the kids are getting it on every single level throughout the school day, not just in an after-school, supposedly student-led club. Now, I totally agree. The public schools, I think, closely followed by the entertainment media, social media, is definitely negatively impacting these kids who are themselves seeking answers. The YouTube, I mean, there's so many transgender YouTube videos out there. And I've read so many stories about kids who were getting ready to go through puberty. They were questioning who they were. They went on YouTube. And those YouTubers, they just promised the kids that they were transgender. They were questioning who they were. And parents need to be aware and be very careful about what kind of social media or what type of stuff the kids get into online. But they get, then again, there's the schools where they can get online. The kids have smartphones and they get online. Public libraries and get online. So it's difficult for parents to monitor what their kids are accessing online. And as you said, the schools are playing a major, major role. Looking at some of the stats, I was just going to, it says 10% of female high school students attempted suicide, and 42% of high schoolers reported being so sad and hopeless for 2 weeks in a row that they stopped doing their usual activities. Now, those are just overall looking at all the students, right? Not just the LGBTQ, because their stats are even worse.
Right. That's the overall picture. And now I believe with females, there's going to be a lot of crossover with girls who identify as non-binary or lesbians, because or transgender, they are the ones that you're seeing the biggest rise in gender confusion in the teen years.
Right.
And of course, this does not help their mental health. Their parents are urged to go to counseling. Their parents are told immediately, if you don't go ahead and acknowledge their new identity as the opposite sex, they're prone to suicide. That's not true. As we know from the recent Nashville situation, that these kids are even more prone to suicide once they come out and claim that new identity, because there's such confusion and it doesn't solve the underlying mental health issue. So yes, that was an overall statistic, 10% of girls, but it's much, much worse as you look more deeply at those who identify as the LGB or questioning kids.
To me, that just shows the total confusion of society when they can accept questioning, LGBTQA plus questioning. And how can society, who cares about kids, allow this whole thing to get away the way it has gone? How can society accept it?
That's exactly right, Diane. That's my heartbreak all the time. I cannot understand how schools have gone down this road and embraced such a pack of lies. There is no evidence anyone is born homosexual or anyone is certainly born in the wrong sex body. We have lost our minds. There's no evidence of this. The research, if you go back and look at what was done, and not much is being done now because they believe they've won the battle, even though they can still call themselves victims. But no, there's no research that upholds any idea that these are people that are forever and always some kind of new, different gene or biology or hormonal influence at all. That's not valid. And so, but that's what they're doing. They've accepted that because there are so many advocates or openly homosexual folks within the public school system, and their own colleagues are hesitant to criticize them. So it's become a sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's very sad.
It absolutely is. And we see things coming from Washington, D.C., from the U.S. Department of Education, where, tying money that schools receive to their acceptance of this whole LGBTQ plus thing and allowing boys in girls' bathrooms and all girls' sports teams. But I think it's definitely, as you said, it's beyond that. It's beyond the money issue. It's to the point where these schools have LGBTQ activists in there as teachers and administrators. And in most cases, it's not tied to the money. It's the activists who are in the school system who are pushing this stuff.
And the teachers' unions. Teachers' unions are a big part of the activists.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. The NEA and the American Federation of Teachers, et cetera, et cetera, they have gone so far left, they've fallen off the cliff a long time ago. Parents are beginning to wake up, a lot of it due to COVID. That's the only good thing that came out of COVID. You brought up the shooting. We're taping this the week of the shooting in Nashville at the Covenant School. The fact that it was a quote-unquote trans man who did the shooting, who killed 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults. You know, she was 28 years old and had been a student there. It's an elementary school. He'd been a student. She had been a student. This whole pronoun thing. She had been a student as an elementary student. My understanding is she had just began relatively recently, identifying as a male. We don't know the whole story at this point. More and more is being discovered. But we do know it was a transgender male, which is a biological female, who shot her way into the school, killed those 3 9-year-olds and the 3 adults. And how is it that the left is portraying this whole incident?
They are continuing to so many reactions that we've read the last week are continuing to find some defense for her. That is, she's the victim. They're all victims. And they will continue to play victim no matter what happens. And even though they're arming themselves to the teeth, apparently, some subgroup of these folks, calling for a trans day of vengeance over the weekend here, which I think has been now canceled.
Oh, has it?
But
okay.
even their reason for canceling, and this is what they always do with the drag queen story hours, they'll cancel after they get a lot of pushback, and they'll cancel because they had credible threats against them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, sure. I mean, that may have happened, but most likely no, that they're just realizing they're provoking something and their public opinion is not in their favor at this point. And so, you know, this is such a sad incident and it was so predictable. These are very, very disturbed folks and they are prone. There is one study. Our friend Peter LaBarber just wrote an article for WorldNet Daily highlighting this Canadian study that shows that the subgroup of youth who are most prone to become radicalized and violent are those who identify as these gender confusion. Mm-hmm. You know, it so completely destabilizes a person from who they are that they begin to believe delusions about all kinds of things. And that's why people are starting to call this a cult. It's starting to behave like a cult.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if you don't accept my version of reality, which is not reality, you are now my enemy, even if you've been my loving parents my whole life. You know, now you're my enemy, and I am justified in doing whatever I want to you. That's
right.
What their idea is. Mm-hmm. We have to get hold of this and hold these folks accountable this is mental health issues. This is mental disorder. This is not reality, and it is totally destructive to people this is sold to. It's destructive to children especially.
Absolutely, because children are more vulnerable to things like that, and that's why the transgender activists, the drag queens and such as that are targeting children with the drag queen story hours and with them. The whole idea, telling the kids, planting the idea in their heads that they could be born in the wrong body. And as you're saying, there's absolutely no study that confirms that. To wonder about that Nashville shooter, she was already getting mental health counseling. There was a mental health issue that's been confirmed. What kind of drugs was she on? We have to have to also ask, when these kids entering puberty, they become confused about the sexuality and they're put on puberty blockers. How is that puberty blocker impacting their mental state? And then when they put on cross-sex hormones a few years later, how is testosterone impacting a female's, a biological girl's mental state? How is it impacting the brain? I don't think there's ever been any studies done looking at that angle. How are these puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones impacting the mental state of these already confused kids?
Right, and that's the real tragedy here. Well, there's many tragedies, but one is the co-opting of the medical community,
mm-hmm.
where they refuse to actually look at the real science and follow the science and do actual research and follow up with what the effects are on kids. I think there is beginning to be, even in the U.S., Europe is already ahead of us, some questions in backing away from some of the automatic treatment of these kids and putting them immediately on puberty blockers if they haven't gone through puberty or on opposite sex hormones or surgery, even, you know, of kids below age 18, you know, that this is beginning to roll back. We have some states passing bans on that. Tennessee, which is, again, where we're the activists there are saying that's provoked this violence. Yeah, right. We have West Virginia just passed this. Kentucky just passed these bans. We have a bill going through again in Ohio.
Okay,
so hopefully others will.
Good.
Yeah.
And back to Kentucky, I mean, the Democrat governor vetoed that bill, but then the Republicans in the House and Senate overrode his veto.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very encouraging for sure.
Yes.
There are steps that states are taking to counter this insanity, but then those states are called transphobic and anti-child, and they're interfering with the well-being of children, and even coming from the White House. Not surprising. They're for the mutilating surgeries. You know, when it comes out that they're, I think Vandergriff University, I think that's in, it's in
Vanderbilt.
In Nashville, I think
Nashville.
It's in Nashville. It's in Nashville. And there's an undercover video that was taken of this. I can't remember what her position was, but telling about how much money, if they began doing these surgeries, how much money the university would make.
Right.
We already know that here in Pennsylvania, the Pittsburgh Children's Hospital, Temple University, Philadelphia Children's Hospital do these quote-unquote gender-affirming surgeries. Most folks here or anywhere around the country don't think a children's hospital would be doing such surgeries to kids that permanently scar these confused kids rather than allowing the kids to, or rather than having the kids get any kind of mental health help from a real therapist, not a therapist that's going to say, you know, talk to the kid for an hour and say, yes, you need to get puberty blockers or surgery or whatever. But it's hard to find a therapist who's not, quote unquote, affirming when it comes to LGBTQ issues.
It is. And it's just such a tragedy that these clinics are making money on the mutilation of children. And this is all a recent phenomenon in the last 15 years. These clinics have just exploded in number all across the country. And they're making tons of money.
Yeah.
And then they promote it to our children, just like promoting abortion drives a customer base into Planned Parenthood. They're driving a customer base and creating new customers for these big pharma and big homosexual activism is driving all this.
And I think another positive thing that came out of COVID is the revelation of just how big pharma is involved in so much stuff. They're making tons and tons of money as they're pushing the COVID vaccine, or pushing, as you said, the surgeries and such, because they will have lifelong customers. Because these gender-confused kids, if they go through all the steps of puberty blockers, the cross-sex hormones, and the surgeries, they still have to maintain the pills. They still have to continue popping the hormones or whatever to maintain the appearance of being the opposite sex. So, yeah, it's all about money. And that is tragic that this country's come to the point where too many in this country have come to the point where it's just about the money.
It doesn't fix the underlying emotional problems. There are so many reports of people who want to detransition, that is, go back to their original biological sex after they go into young adulthood, even later in their teens. Some kids already rethink this.
Yeah.
We're going to have an explosion of those people. And I believe we'll have many more malpractices, just as we're seeing the suit against Kaiser Permanente by Chloe Cole, who's now wanting to reclaim her feminine identity. And so, we're going to see a lot more of that.
Yeah. Right now in Pennsylvania, the law is that minors who want to file a lawsuit because of some type of medical treatment that they received as minors, they have until age 20 to do it. There's a bill in the House that would raise that at age 30, because a lot of these who want to detransition, they're in their mid-20s when they're finally mature enough to realize that they have totally destroyed their bodies and their lives in too many cases. So hopefully it'll pass. I don't see where the Democrats in the House will move. They are in the majority right now in the House. I don't see where they move this bill. And even if the bill passes in the House and Senate, I don't see our Governor Josh Shapiro signing it. The Democrats are so on board with this insanity, and then they accuse us of being hateful and of not allowing kids to be their true selves when they're the ones who are destroying kids' lives. So what recommendation do you have for, say, the average parent who has a child in public school, and even in some private schools, unfortunately?
Yes, this is exploding in the private schools, even some Christian and Catholic schools. So you really have to watch what's being promoted because those teachers are trained in the same universities. So and the same associations are feeding them all this nonsense. Now, what parents need to do is at the end of this CDC Youth Risk Behavior Survey did have a couple of positive things that they brought out is that the level of monitoring by parents in a student's life correlated with kids who don't report nearly as many of these mental health struggles. And so the higher the student reported that their parents were involved in and monitoring what they were doing, the lower the risk factors were reported by those kids. And so it's just common sense. Keep in touch with your kids and find out what they're doing. But the other thing is tell your kids the truth about all this. Don't let them believe these lies. Tell them, one of the things that I think is persuasive with kids is tell them how recent this history is. You know, they don't have the history you and I, Diane, right, who've been covering this for 20 years, have. Mm-hmm. You know, you need to go back and say up until about 2008, 2009, the standard in this country was watchful waiting. And that was for almost all counselors on gender confusion. And then all of a sudden, because there was a big money to be made, all of a sudden it became a big thing with the Obama administration. They promoted it. They promoted the opposite sex bathrooms. And here we are with all of a sudden it seems like there's just transgender people everywhere. There weren't. You and I remember this. This didn't happen. And so if you tell your kids, look, you're being manipulated. This is manufactured history and a manufactured movement. You're being manipulated and it's all built on one lie after another. Go back to the Word of God. Go back to God has created us beautifully, male and female, to unite with people of the opposite sex in marriage. And just like anything else you'll do to your body that doesn't fit right, you will be most comfortable and you will have optimal health and well-being by following God's plan.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they left wanting to take God out of the classroom. So they'd have an open door to do whatever they wanted, manipulate kids however they wanted, and to advance their leftist agenda, which has become more and more. I mean, it's been going on for decades. It's not, like you said, it's not something that just happened. Overall, it's been exposed now. It's no longer under the radar screen, and they're proud of what they're doing. Unfortunately, the mainstream media is on their side and too many elected officials are on the side. But yes, parents have to take the reins, even though they are, according to the DOJ, domestic terrorist. Parents must speak up and must take care of their kids. That may require taking their kids out of public school and homeschooling them, if that's a possibility.
I was just going to say that is the best thing. But if you do have kids in the public schools, just keep on top of what they're doing and what they're learning.
Yeah, absolutely. How can folks contact you? And your article's on your website?
Yes, it's missionamerica.com. And this article is right at the top. And we also have a radio show. It comes out of Columbus, Ohio, but it goes throughout Ohio. And that's on thewordcolumbus.com. And you can get it live streaming or go to my archive page. And all that information about those links are on our website at missionamerica.com.
Okay, fantastic. Of course, I don't have an hour a day to drive over to the Ohio line to listen to your program. So,
Right.
But anyway, I know you do a good job with that. But I'll let you go. Enjoy the rest of this rainy day. We'll be talking to you later.
Thank you, Diane, for all you do. Thanks so much. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.